Your Press TV News and Brief. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the decision by former Yemeni regime officials to expel UN Human Rights Chief in the country. A move to name George Abu al-Zulof as persona non grata came after the UN raised alarms about Saudi use of cluster bombs in Yemen. Turkish police have used tear gas to disperse protesters in southeastern city of Diyarbakir amid ongoing conflict between the Kurdish militants there and security forces. The protesters were demanding an end to month-long curfew. Army is also leading an operation in the area that's left many civilians dead. The United Nations Refugee Agency has called for greater diplomatic efforts to resolve the refugee crisis and uproot causes that make people flee their homes. Head of the UN body, Filippo Grandi, said more energy and resources are needed to settle conflicts globally. The U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee approves a bill to bring the nuclear deal with Iran under greater congressional scrutiny. Bill pins lifting of sanctions against 50 individuals and foreign financial institutions to a presidential guarantee that they weren't involved in Iran's ballistic missiles program or alleged terrorist activities. And Iran says it'll protest the United Nations Security Council after a Saudi air raid near its embassy in the Yemeni capital seriously injured a security guard. Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian said the details of the attack will be presented to the body soon. Lebanese students and clerics have rallied in the capital Beirut to condemn Saudi Arabia's execution of Sheikh Nimr Bagher al-Nimr. They called on the international community to stop the Saudi regime of brutality and put an end to its atrocities both at home and in such countries as Yemen and Bahrain. The Central African Republic announces a presidential runoff election as no candidate could obtain a 50% support needed for an outright victory. The country's election commission announced a former Prime Minister Anicet Georges Dologoulou emerged as a front runner in the first round with nearly 24% of the votes.